Okay, now let's shift to the second discipline. The first one, remember, is focus on the wildly important. The second discipline, create a compelling scoreboard. A scoreboard allows you to leverage a basic principle. People play differently when they're keeping score. Have you ever watched a street game of some kind, basketball, hockey, football, when the players were not keeping score? Players tend to do whatever they want. The game stops for a few jokes and the plane is not very focused. But when they start keeping score, things change. There's a new intensity. Huddles happen. Plays are improvised. Players adapt quickly to each new challenge, and the speed and tempo build dramatically. The same thing happens at work. Without crystal clear measures of success, people are never sure what the goal truly is. Without measures, the same goal is understood by 100 different people in 100 different ways. As a result, team members get off track doing things that might be urgent, but less important. They work at an uncertain pace. Motivation flags. That is why it's so crucial to have a compelling, visible, accessible scoreboard for your strategic plan and crucial goals. Most work groups have no clear measures of success, nor do they have any way to see how they are doing on their key priorities. According to our XQ studies, only about 1 in 3 workers can refer to clear, accurate measures to gauge their progress or success on key goals. And only about 3 in 10 believe that rewards or consequences have anything to do with performance on measurable goals. Obviously, few workers have the feedback system they need to execute with precision. Think of the tremendous motivating power of the scoreboard. It is an inescapable picture of reality. Strategic success depends on it. Plans must adapt to it. Timing must adjust to it. Unless you can see the score, your strategies and plans are simply abstractions. So you must build a compelling scoreboard and consistently update it. This is combining pathfinding and aligning at the cutting edge of action.